Test of 1, 2, 3. Test of 1, 2. All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to this edition of the Bill Elliott Podcast. I'm your host, Doug Fireball Turnbull, joined by Phoenix Racing, Bill Elliott Racing driver Casey Roderick, who's had a limited schedule this year running mainly just ARCA races. And I say just ARCA races, that's pretty big considering you're on the national stage now, not just regional. And I guess maybe what you consider the biggest race of your career and your follow-up race after your win at New Jersey, Chicagoland. You ran well, but things didn't go so well, Casey. I guess tell us a little bit about how the opening laps went, the trouble you encountered, and what you learned taking away from the track there in Chicagoland.
Well, our day definitely ended short. Lap 7, I went underneath Justin Marks to pass for third, and, you know, once you get up beside someone, you know, going that fast at these mile and a half, you know, the arrow moves around a lot, and, you know, it takes the air off the spoiler and sucks you around. So, you know, I lost it and, you know, overcorrected a little bit and shot up into the wall there. But, you know, it's just one of the learning experiences that I got to learn on these mile and a half. And, you know, that's, you know, we'll definitely take this into Kansas and hopefully have a little better run there. But, you know, I'm fully confident in myself that I can do this, and, you know, that's just one of the mistakes that I made early, and, you know, I'll learn from it and move on.
Now, would you say that was an instance of, and I'll give you a couple of choices here, was it, hey, you were just driving too hard too early, was your car just too fast and it did something you didn't expect, or was it just getting used to how these big, new, fast cars handle?
Well, you know, getting used to, you know, how these cars handle at that speed. You know, everybody was saying, man, your car's moving around a lot, look real loose on you. Well, when I was, you know, by myself, yeah, I was loose, but I didn't think it was that loose. It'd been looser, you know, before, but, you know, I didn't really think it was that big of a deal, but I didn't know what I was getting into. Going that fast on these mile and a half is, you know, you move around just a little bit, you're doing something big, you know. So, you know, just learning how these cars, you know, react to the changes and you know, how they handle on these big tracks is what I got to get used to. And, you know, maybe next time we'll get the car to where I can tug on the wheel a little bit more and be, you know, be able to be that aggressive. But, you know, at the start of that race, everybody's, you know, saying I was being way too aggressive, just by the way it looked on television. But, you know, it's just one of the things I got to learn, and we'll move on from it.
Are you afraid, whether it's true or not, that you're starting to get a bad rap for being aggressive? You know, Tim George at the end of that New Jersey race obviously felt that you were aggressive with him, and you explained to us on the last podcast that, hey, it's just something that happened. You were going for the win. You didn't try to move him. And then in this case, it's more you weren't trying to take the lead on lap number one. It was just, hey, man, I just kind of lost it there and got in over my head. So are you going to try to make more strides to shed that bad rap, or do you just do the same thing and not worry about what a lot of people think?
Well, you know, maybe next time I'll tone it down a little bit, you know, on the start of the race and, you know, try to take care of my car. But, you know, there's certain points of the race where you have to be aggressive, and, you know, maybe not at the first. You know, one thing I think made it look, you know, as bad as it did is, you know, our car was just turning really good at Chicago, and I could roll in through the center, you know, better than anybody. That's what made it look so bad. It wasn't that I was driving, you know, real, real hard. It's just, man, I was on a rail and turning really good for me. So I was, you know, I was just doing the same thing I was doing in practice. But, you know, Kansas, I'll tone it down a little bit at the start of the race, and then if we have a good enough car, I'll be just as aggressive as I was, you know, just maybe not at the start of the race like that. But, you know, I'm in a position where I got to perform at the same time, so I got to be aggressive, and, you know, at the same time, I got to take care of my car. So, you know, whoever does guys at the best is going to win the race. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Casey, I think it's just a matter of finding the balance there, because you obviously want to leave a good impression on the people that could be your employers one day or could have a lot of influence in the rest of your racing career. And the person that's had the biggest influence on it, arguably, I would say definitely the biggest influence so far, is Bill Elliott. How did the conversations after the race go? Did they think you were being too aggressive? Did you have a chance to kind of explain the deal? And, you know, did you get some good advice on how to handle the mile and a half tracks in the future?
Bill, he got into me a little bit after the race. I called James, told him I was sorry for wrecking his car and everything, and that went okay. And then I called Bill, and, he kind of laid into me a little bit. Just, he was just making sure I understood what was going on, the biggest problem he had with the whole crash and everything was, lap 7. I was way too early. I had 100 laps, so it was way too early to crash out, and that was his biggest deal, if I'd done that same thing with, 3 or 4 to go, then, they wouldn't have been as upset about it, but it's just that lap 7 number that is kind of made everybody, think what they're doing, think what they're, telling me. As far as being aggressive and all. So, I appreciate, Bill and everybody, helping me and, taking the time to at least, talk to me and make me understand these things. Because, I'm new to, this kind of racing on these mile and a half. So anything I can learn is going to help me in the future. So they're doing their job.
I think what you said there gives race fans a great insight into what happens. I think a lot of people like to speculate how the conversation went. Oh, Casey got smacked around after the race, or everybody thinks he's nuts. But what you said is, instead of Bill and James saying, "Oh man, you tore up a car," they're saying lap 7, and that's maybe the most striking thing about it. And it is kind of ironic. I'm sure you have to, even though it's kind of at your own expense, laugh a little bit how you came from 43rd to win at New Jersey, then you started near the front, and it was over real quick in Chicago. But that just shows how different things are. All right, so Casey, let's put the bad stuff in the past, and let's talk about the future. You've got Kansas coming up. You're at the Phoenix shop right now working on race cars. Are you going to use the same car that you drove and didn't have so much luck with in Chicago there? Is that repairable, or are you going to make a toaster out of it and break out a new piece for the Kansas race you have coming up on September the 30th?
Well, that car at Chicago is definitely fixable. We're going to take a Dodge car to Kansas. There was some talk about cutting the nose and tail off of it to make a Chevy. But, whether they do that or not, we'll definitely have a car for Kansas, and we just need to have a good solid run and come home in one piece. At Chicago we unloaded really well and qualified well. We got to do that same thing at Kansas, just finish the race this time.
And is there a difference between the Dodge and the Chevys aerodynamically? Is that the point of doing that?
Well, yeah, the Chevrolets, those bodies seem to have a little bit more downforce than the Dodge, just because of where the nose is. If you ever look at a nose, if you get eye level with it, the Chevrolet, they're real long and short, the noses are. And the Dodges are a little bit taller, and you want that thing as low as you can get it, and the air just goes right over it. So the Chevrolets definitely make more downforce, I think, and these guys think so too. So, that body we had at Chicago was really nice. That was one of the nicest bodies I've ever seen. So, I'd like to have that again, and we'll just see what happens.
You're talking about the body on the race car, right? Not all the girls in the infield. I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, I want to ask you one more thing. There's still talk, you maybe, or possibly, if everything goes well, try to do a nationwide series with Phoenix Racing, and I'm at Phoenix International Raceway later in the season. I'm sure that hasn't been decided yet, but what are your realistic expectations maybe for next season? Is that completely in another universe to you, or are you working towards something where you're going to do something more often, or have a single series or this same schedule, you'll be close to 18, so you'll be able to start thinking a little bit more about NASCAR. In fact, you will be 18.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, we need to be working towards maybe some nationwide races next year. Nothing's been talked about or set in stone yet for next year. I really don't know what's going to happen. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on these two ARCA races I have left, Kansas and Rockingham. And we just need to go out there and try to win these last two races. And, you know, hopefully something will come along for next year. There's been some talk about maybe some truck races and some nationwide races. So we'll see what happens there. And, you know, hopefully everything will turn out for the best for us.
And if you do end up making a truck race, that'll be the second Bill Elliott Racing driver that's made it into the truck series there, with John King doing it back at Bristol. Well, Casey, I know you're busy working on that race car, hanging that body on, getting everything trimmed up after Chicago, so I'll let you go. But thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll check in with you right around the 30th and see how things are going for Kansas.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And, folks, remember, you can watch that Kansas race on Speed Channel ARCA Series at 5:30. Again, that'll be from Kansas Speedway. And then Rockingham, October the 9th, will be the last race of the year. That was Casey Roderick. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Thanks for listening to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast.